layers and layers.
And then there's wall hiking in Minnesota.
That's gorgeous.
Minnesota is a hiker's paradise. Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
Hey Badger fans, Truly Unruly is now a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We've upped the ABV to 8% so you can take your parties to new heights with flavors like Tropical Twist, Berry Blast, Citrus Crush, and Strawberry Smash. Unruly is the ultimate party starter. Whether you're watching the game from the stands, the screen, or just here for the tailgate, grab an Unruly and let the fun begin. Hard seltzer with other natural flavors. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Town and Country Television and Appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town and Country Television and Appliance next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. Modelo, brewed for full-time Badger fans. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
We continue with our pregame coverage from Watson Stadium in Eugene, Oregon. We had some sun, little patch of blue sky a couple moments ago, and now it's starting to get real dark again. That's been the order of the day here with some gusty winds out of the south. Not raining at the moment, but we are expecting rain throughout the course of this game here today slash tonight between the Wisconsin Badgers and the Oregon Ducks. And before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Alongside Mark Tauscher, I'm Matt LePay. A Grateful Dead theme. We got some kind of mellow music here. Tauscher, you kind of taking it all in? You kicking back a little bit?
It went in Rome, right? I mean, you know, people always talk about the foliage, and now you got Grateful Dead. It's a beautiful day outside of the rain and everything else, but you just look around. You feel like you're kind of in Vermont, but western Vermont. I don't know if that makes any sense without maple syrup.
That makes perfect sense, whatever you just said. Good golf weather. You're going to love it.
Yeah, no, I saw where afterwards we're going to head down to Bandon Dunes and saw a little preview. Tomorrow's weather's supposed to be worse than tonight, so got my raincoat. Not sure. I'm getting to that point and at that age where I think if it's a little bit nasty, I think I might be checking out and wait until the weather gets a little nicer.
That's a veteran move on your part.
It's not football, yeah. So yeah. Today I hope, just from our standpoint, that it's really sloppy. I think any time, from my perspective as an old O-lineman, now this is turf. I loved it when it was muddy and it was dirty because you can kind of muck up a game. And I'm sure today from a Wisconsin Badger fan standpoint, I think that'd be a nice little advantage for us.
And as someone who played the offensive line as you did for so long and so well, the Badgers continue to have to shuffle the deck because of injuries. Jake Renfro not available. Kerry Kodonko not available. So Davis Hines will be centering again. You'll have Colin Cubberley at right guard again. The mix and match, Mark. I mean, there are so many things that have gone into this season going the way it has, but, man, there's like zero continuity there up front.
It makes it really tough. And obviously everybody focuses on the quarterback spot and the fact that we've, you know, Billy's been out for so long and, you know, kind of shuffling there too. But I really think the offensive line, and you made major changes after week one. And then after that, to lose your center who you're counting on to get all the line calls, and you're putting young players in. And it's been a real challenge. There's no doubt about it. And I give Davis Heinzen a ton of credit. I thought when he stepped in and never not done hardly any center work, and he steps into, you know, at Ann Arbor to jump in there, and I thought he held his own and probably our best game for sure in the Big Ten so far. So it's going to be another challenge, and unfortunately, communication, and it's so critical on the road, and this is going to be an incredibly loud environment today. So the boys are going to have their hands full, and unfortunately, it just cannot really stay together and have that opportunity to grow together that has not been afforded because of some of the injuries.
So really, putting it in as blunt a way as you can, you just have to go out there, do the best you can, see what happens. You have to keep fighting, because as you said many times, nobody cares.
No, they don't. And you know, the staff, you can understand maybe why some things are, but the only thing you can ask, I think you simplify things, you try and just let these guys fire off the ball and hit people. You don't want to get overly complicated with anything pass protection wise. Just let these guys go out and play and try to simplify it as much as you can. And the one nice thing is, you guys that get these opportunities, Colin and Davis, that hadn't, you know, they're going to be playing their tails off. And that's the thing that you're going to hang your hat on.
All right, we're a little more than an hour away from the opening kickoff. Stay with us coming up. Our scouting report, as well as our Piggly Wiggly home field advantage. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Mark Tauscher here, former UW Badger and Green Bay Packer, and I am a big fan of Wisconsin-owned and operated companies like Jones Dairy Farm. Jones is the only bacon producer that takes the time to dry age their bacon for a flavor so rich and distinctive, you have to try it to believe it. And their all-natural sausage is made with just a few simple ingredients and a savory in-house spice blend that's made it a favorite for over 136 years. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services, providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today, green for life. GFL.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Favic Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FavicCatt.com or call your local Favic Catt store for more information. Favic Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on the Packers. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks. Regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs. Custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com. Schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Wisconsin and the Oregon Ducks this afternoon as the Ducks come in ranked sixth in both the AP and the coaches' polls, 6-1 overall, 3-1 in the Big Ten Conference. They have protected the home turf remarkably well. They had a home winning streak that was snapped after an 18-game run. Indiana came in here a couple of weeks ago and defeated Oregon 30-20, but then the Ducks bounced back in a big way. Dan Lanning's team went into Rutgers last week and put up 750 yards of offense, not quite a school record, but pretty close, in a rout of the Scarlet Knights. They do this with a very, very balanced offense. Dante Moore, the quarterback, a transfer from UCLA, he has hit on 72% of his passes, 19 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. They have the best rushing offense in the Big Ten, top 10 nationally, and they do it with an array of running backs. Some speedsters like De'Aaron Hill, a freshman, Noah Whittington, who is a senior, and then more of a banger in Jordan Davidson, who is a 6 foot, 235 pounder, who is averaging 7.5 yards per carry. But they could rotate as many as 4 or 5 running backs throughout the course of the game. Good skill on the perimeter, as you would imagine. And really, one of their studs is a tight end, Kenyon Sadiq, 21 catches, including 5 for touchdowns. He's a junior out of Idaho Falls, Idaho. The defensive side, also very good. They surrendered just 14.5 points per game, 3rd in the Big Ten, 8th in the nation, and a very good defensive front, very good at all levels, including a Purdue transfer at safety, Dylan Thieneman, who had what turned out to be the game-winning interception in overtime a few weeks ago at Penn State. I recall that was a big deal there. The wideout, Penn State trying to make the big run and came that close to defeating Oregon, didn't, and then things unraveled with the Nittany Lions. But Thieneman, who was really good at Purdue, he's been really good with the Oregon Ducks as well. Their defensive front, Bear Alexander, big dude on the D-line, a freakish athlete named Amari Washington, a 330-pounder out of Detroit, the junior. But again, good at all levels defensively. So that's the task that is awaiting Wisconsin as we move on to our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly, Shop the Pig. And Tosh, I'm sounding like a broken record with Wisconsin here, but you know, somehow, some way, you got to try to get yourself a short field. Again, they've had just 3 interceptions. They've knocked the ball out a few times, but when you're not going well, you don't get bounces. And the next fumble recovery that they have will be their first of the season.
I think it was maybe the Iowa game. The ball popped out a couple times and it didn't jump back into our hands. And you're right. I think there is a little bit of sometimes, you know, bad luck just continues to snowball. And on the flip side of that, good things can start snowballing. And right now, you know, today, as far as trying to figure out, well, what can be a formula, it's going to have to be creating some turnovers. And, you know, for this group with some of the injuries, I mean, the injury bug obviously piled up last week. You're missing a couple of key players on your O-line, a running back, a linebacker. You just need to have some good things happen to you. Because I think right now, everybody down there is probably feeling a certain way. And the way that everybody is kind of talking and kind of writing you off, you just need to have one good thing happen and hope that can snowball into something else. Because when things start going bad, you almost start looking at it like, what can happen next? And, you know, for me, I had fortunately not a ton of seasons that have kind of started this way. I had a 4-12 season with the Green Bay Packers, and I can distinctly remember we'd be rolling, and you just one thing would happen, and we'd all look like, here we go again. That's the thing you got to fight through.
I've always wondered. I was talking with Mike Heller earlier in the pregame show. Like, every sport is hard when you're losing. Can't imagine many sports, if any, would be harder than your sport, football, because of the physical nature. Baseball, obviously, the grind of a season. NBA, NHL. This got to be the worst when you're struggling like this, right?
It is. There's, you know, I just think about, like, if you're tennis or golf and it's all on you. Mm-hmm. The nice thing about this is there can be maybe, you know, Sean West making a play as a punter, and you can have other people almost kind of uplift you a little bit to regain some of that confidence in you. But, yeah, from a physical standpoint and a mental standpoint, it really will wear on you. And I think all sports psychologically will wear on you, but football, it's a train that never stops. And then you have the physical component, too, to add into it. So not only are we getting beat 28-0 on the scoreboard, and you're also getting pummeled into the dirt, it can be pretty humbling.
We'll see what they can do about it here tonight. And speaking of Sean West, we're going to hear from him in just a few minutes, because up next is our player profile presented by Badgerland Chevy. Find your next truck, SUV, or electric vehicle at BadgerlandChevy.com. We'll hear from the punter out of Mequon, Wisconsin, coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
When you're on the move and looking for nonstop college sports action, get the Varsity Network app and take the game with you everywhere. Stream live play-by-play from schools across the country right from your phone, free. Catch hundreds of weekly podcasts, including shows from your favorite teams, all in one place. From football Saturdays to midweek hoops, it's your all-access pass to the college sports world. Whether it's game day or just your daily drive, the Varsity Network app has you covered. Download now and listen live for free on the Varsity Network app.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin, only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now.
Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level.
Palms facing you, then you're gonna switch.
You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank Bank Smartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money.
About the mental work.
Together, we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025 U.S. Bank.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
All across the Badger State.
All the way! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is Phil Mee, and I'm a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff, packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted. And right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Redshirt freshman puncher out of Mequon Homestead, who in an otherwise very tough day for the Badgers, did provide a bit of a highlight, turning what was a high punt snap into an uncalled fake punt that he converted on 4th and 19 from deep in Wisconsin territory. It all worked out. He also punted very well in his first appearance as a Badger. We asked Sean when he knew he was going to get the call against the Buckeyes.
First found out on Wednesday after my workout. Got pretty nervous. couldn't really sleep Wednesday night and some of the nights after that. But yeah, just looking forward to it all week. And practice was a little bit different, running with the ones. But yeah, I mean, it was a great opportunity. I'm just thankful that my coaches gave me that opportunity.
So you got that first one out of the way and got a really good bounce on it.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, you could exhale, and then you were obviously unloading some bombs after that.
Yeah. First one I was pretty nervous for. I think I was physically shaken for that one. And then after that, it just felt like second nature. Just felt like practice and kind of realized I've been doing this my whole life and felt a lot more relaxed.
You mentioned in the bio, just looking up some stuff on you, that your favorite, one of your favorite guys is Taylor Melhoff, and
yeah,
he's one of my favorite guys through the year, too. But he does the, you know, he works with kickers and all of that. What kind of things do you pick up just getting to know him and hearing what he has to say?
I'd say through working with him, one thing that I admire most about him is his work ethic. He'd always teach me just every time while you're at practice, you could be working on something, working on your drop, just working on your steps, anything you can do that doesn't involve actually kicking the ball. So working with him, it's a lot of mentality, also physical, working on my form, but I really admire his mental.
The dude is an athlete and a half, too. Like charity softball games, he's hitting home runs, like
really?
They clear the ballpark as a golfer. I mean, he's... And you're an athlete, too. You're a quarterback. You played some wide receiver. I'll get to that in a minute, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the longest run of the day. Apparently, I wasn't called. It was there, and walk us through it.
Yeah, it was not a called play, but kind of caught the snap, looked up to see how much time I had to hit it. Saw that they were bailing, and pretty much everyone's back was turned, so I kind of just nudged a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage, realized I could probably run it, and then at that point I just blacked out. Kind of my athletics kicked in and I just took off running. Did not know it was 4th and 19. Coach Fick wasn't too happy with me about that one, but yeah, I just tried to make a couple guys miss and got the first down, thank God.
I worked with a former Badger and Packer, Mark Tauscher. He was going crazy. We had two former Badgers, Rose Bowl champs, Matt Davenport, who was a really good kicker, Brooks Bollinger, one of the great quarterbacks. Out of the corner of my eyes, I see those guys fist pumping. You impressed a lot of people who've won some hardware here. So in the moment, you're not obviously not thinking about that, but in retrospect, you've had to look at that more than a few times, right? You had to break a couple tackles to get the first down.
Yeah. after it happened, I did watch it a couple times, trying to stay off my phone, trying not to get caught up in everything. Still have a whole half season, just trying to stay locked in. But yeah, that was a cool one to watch. And I mean, always dreaming of stuff like that as a kid, especially coming here and as a punter. Like, you tell people, yeah, I was an athlete, and to be able to finally prove that to people, it's a nice feeling.
Well, you kicked too, right? And your field goal conversion percentage was very high, and you hit some long ones. So I don't know, do you mess with that much here, or is it strictly the punting work that you do?
I'd say mainly last year I was punter because of numbers. Last year we had two punters going into fall camp and like four kickers or something, so I kind of naturally punted more. I've been working on that a bunch. I've been hitting scout kickoff. Haven't quite worked into field goals yet. I had a couple in the spring, but I mean, we have two really good senior kickers, so maybe next year we'll see. My goal obviously in the future is to start at all three, kickoff, punting, and field goals, but we'll see.
Yeah,
what time takes us.
You mentioned Nathaniel Vakos. Gavin Lahm, obviously, he's proven that he's really good at this level. Let's go back to high school. First, that's a storied program here. Homestead, right?
Yeah.
Mequon Homestead. Tell us about that program and why it's, you know, why it is considered one of the most respected here in the state.
I mean, I'd say because they win. Drake Zorman, head coach, great guy. I still talk to him a lot. just known for winning there. The way they run things, very respectful, good program. Yeah, and it means a lot to me being from there.
And you play some quarterback and receiver. What more of which position?
Well, my whole life I was a quarterback since fifth grade, and then never started in high school. I got beat out my senior year, which I think there are some other reasons they didn't want me to get hurt, whatever, just for my ego. And then I just remember going up to my coach. I remember the meeting. I told him, I know I'm a good athlete, and I want to be out there and help the team. And I asked if I could try receiver for the first time. Next practice, I went out there, ended up beating some guys out at receiver, and then played from there. So that was really memorable. That was fun.
And that is redshirt freshman puncher Sean West, and we had fun watching him make a couple of Ohio State defenders miss, converting a 4th and 19 into a first down. That's our player profile. Stay with us. Patrick Herb is up next with the Badger Notebook. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
And welcome back to our true crime podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Giving back to the community is a pillar of Wisconsin athletics and one that we're proud to emulate here at Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza. As a proud partner of Wisconsin athletics, Brewpub is proud to announce our support of local heroes through our partnership with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. With every purchase of the new Brewpub Patriot Pizza, we're helping support veterans, first responders, law enforcement officers, and their families during difficult times. Look for the new Brewpub Patriot Pizza today in your local grocery store and enjoy a great pizza for a greater cause.
Whether you're cheering for the Badgers or caring for your land, we know you're all in all season long. And Case IH compact and utility tractors are all in too. Mowing, digging, hauling, our equipment designed to meet the needs of America's farm fields makes caring for your home field easier. Your Case IH dealer can show you how our equipment can make this season a winning one. Case IH, built by farmers.
Mark Tauscher here, former UW Badger and Green Bay Packer, and I am a big fan of Wisconsin-owned and operated companies like Jones Dairy Farm. Jones is the only bacon producer that takes the time to dry age their bacon for a flavor so rich and distinctive, you have to try it to believe it. And their all-natural sausage is made with just a few simple ingredients and a savory in-house spice blend that's made it a favorite for over 136 years. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
The Wine Cellar and Craft Beer Spot in De Pere remind you that our blood banks depend on regular blood donors. We are asking you to roll up your sleeves and give the gift of life. Give blood today. Everyone who donates blood saves lives. It's true, not all heroes wear capes. This from the Wine Cellar and Craft Beer Spot on Main Avenue in De Pere. Step by and check out our huge selection of fine wines and craft beers. Everyone can find something to love at the Wine Cellar and Craft Beer Spot in De Pere.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Game coverage continues from Autzen Stadium. The Badgers and the sixth-ranked Oregon Ducks. Grateful Dead is the theme here. So who better to explain all of that and give us all things Grateful Dead than our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb, here with the notebook. I know Tausch is going to be hanging on every word. He's going to have questions. But I'll just say, Grateful Dead theme, Patrick, go.
I'm not saying I'm a deadhead, but I can get down with the Grateful Dead. So it's a tie-dye out here at Autzen Stadium. But the Ducks are outfitted in some special jerseys, and they had a lot of pregame music that was Grateful Dead inspired. Now it's all hip-hop because the team's on the field. But they're celebrating the relationship that Eugene has had with the Grateful Dead, the iconic jam band. The Grateful Dead played at Autzen Stadium 10 times from 1974 to 1994. Closer to home, Grateful Dead actually played Madison 7 times from 1971 to 83, including once at UW Fieldhouse, which I thought was cool. So, with that inspiration in mind, here's a Badger notebook with my favorite Grateful Dead songs. So, the first one is Friend of the Devil. Set out running, but I take my time. It looks like water, but it tastes like wine. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. Sing along if you know it.
Well, I was going to say, why aren't you singing?
This is inspired by Set Out Running, Friend of the Devil. The Badgers' friend today is going to be time of possession and running the football if they can. Wisconsin pushed Michigan a couple weeks ago, took that opening drive and held it for nearly 7 minutes, and they led the time of possession 31-29 on the whole game. That's how they were able to stay in it. On the season, the Badgers actually ranked 24th in the NCAA, 5th in the Big Ten, with a 32-28 time of possession advantage. Oregon, 58th in the nation, around a 30-30 split. So, last year versus Oregon, Wisconsin led 13-6 after three quarters, and they led the time of possession in those first three quarters. Fourth quarter didn't go their way. They got outscored 10-0, and the time of possession was 11-4. Second song, Box of Rain.
That's a solid segue,
really,
by the way.
Very good.
I didn't mean to break your mojo.
I didn't think we could ever beat that 2 or 3 weeks ago. This is on track to do it.
I'm flowing. Box of Rain is the next song. The lyrics say, a box of rain will ease your pain and love will see you through. Playing in wet conditions today. Notable rain games over the last decade that I've stood on the sidelines for. 2014 at Rutgers, Wisconsin wins 37-0. They run for 298 yards. 2015, Rutgers at home, 48-10 win. They run for 209, hold Rutgers under 100. 2018 at Purdue, that overtime win, 48-41. They rushed for 385, including 321 from JT in a win. 22 against Maryland at home, a 23-10 win. They outrush the Terps 278-112. And then last year at Iowa, it rained in that second half. That one didn't go Wisconsin's way, partly and largely because they were outrushed, 329-124. Can they rush the ball in the rain? Song 3, Truckin'. You know this one, Tausch. Sometimes the lights all shining on me. Other times I can barely see.
Is this really happening?
Lately,
yes, it is.
It occurs to me what a long,
strange trip it's been.
There we go. Long, strange trip. Injury, bad luck. That's what this one relates to. 18 players in Wisconsin's opening two deep have missed games this season. Planned starters, when the season was thought about, there that will not play today. Billy Edwards, Jones, Dupree is like a 1-2 combo. Ashcraft, Haywood, Renfro, Allegro, Corey Walker, Deani Hill, Preston Zachman, and questionable today's Javier Suggs. That's 11 guys they were planning on having. They don't have it. That song also says, you got to keep trucking along. Song 4, Casey Jones, driving that train. We'll skip the next part. Yep. Casey yeah. Jones, uh-huh. You better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Okay, strength of schedule. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Strength of schedule. Playing number 6 today. ESPN's got the Badgers' schedule strength, third toughest in the country. And they've got another one looming at number 2, Indiana, we know. The Badgers will play 3 top 10 teams for the first time in a decade. Wisconsin is also likely to face six top 25 teams for the first time in school history. Okay, song five out of six. We're reaching the end, Matt. Well, don't worry.
Actually, we have to stop at five. We are starting the game here at some point. But
this one's Brother Esau. It's brother. The lyrics go, it's brother to brother, it's man to man, it's face to face, it's hand to hand. Something cool is going to happen today when two brothers for the Badgers take the field at the same time. Grover and Harry Bortolotti are both going to be on kick coverage together. First brother duo at the same time for Wisconsin since the offensive lineman Nolan Rucci caught a touchdown pass at Illinois in 2023, and his brother Hayden Rucci had a big kickout block to free the quarterback up just enough time. That's a long line of brothers playing for the Badgers. You know the Watts, obviously, but the Chanels, the Benshaws, the Brunners, the Nelsons, the Ferguson, Sanborns, Armstrong, Beagle, Trotter, Hemer, Lyles, McDonald, a lot of brothers, but a cool thing that'll happen today. The last one, Touch of Gray. Sorry that you feel that way. The only thing there is to say, every silver lining's got a touch of gray. The silver lining of this season and maybe this game will be that there's a youth movement happening and freshmen are getting experience before they normally would have to, and you hope that that pays dividends. Freshmen that are getting attention and action, seven of them on the defense, Cooper Catalano, Mason Posa, Thomas Heiberger, redshirt freshman, Emilio Agard, Cairo Skanes, Nick Clayton, Grant Dean, a safety, is probably going to see action today, a true freshman out of Nina. On offense, eight different guys, freshmen, have been seeing meaningful minutes. Mandel, Coverly, Corey on the O-line, Jones Dupree, now Gideon Atuka, the running back, is going to get big carries today. Grant Steck, a tight end, Eugene Hilton, that wide receiver, and on special teams, everybody's favorite punter, Sean West, is a redshirt freshman. Last week, he had six punts. All of them went for 50 yards. The last lyric from the song, Touch of Gray, I will get by, I will survive. That is the theme for today. We will survive.
That's next level.
This is really good.
That is next level. We thought the Mason Posa story was good, La Lucha Libre.
I didn't think anything would trump it. This did it.
I'm trying to buy equity in case it's a downpour in the second half and I come join you guys off the air.
You might have to. You might have to do that. Excellent work. Patrick Kerr with our Badger Notebook. Later, Mark Tauscher will sing, as I think we've all discovered. He's got quite the voice. It's a voice, definitely, right?
It's a voice.
Definitely,
yes.
A voice. All right, coming up, our pregame interview with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. This is Badger football from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Every great football team knows the importance of making halftime adjustments. This July, lawmakers passed the One Big Beautiful Bill, and it may mean it's time to adjust your retirement game plan as well. From savings options to required distributions, the second half of your retirement could look different than you expected. That's why we created the Retirement Ready Toolkit. Inside, you'll find my book, Get Retirement Ready, plus complimentary guides to help you prepare. All you need to do is text TAX, T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. That's texting TAX, T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. Make your adjustments now before the clock runs out. Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Advisory services offered through Drake & Associates, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Badger Sports Properties, LLC, is neither a current client nor an affiliated entity of, nor does it endorse Drake & Associates, LLC. The Wisconsin Athletics is a paid sponsorship program.
On game day, there's nothing like tailgating, touchdowns, and Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Twisted Tea goes down smooth and tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. Cool, refreshing, and a 5% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Look for the bright yellow cans where you buy beer. Keep it twisted, Badger fans, with Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Please drink responsibly.
Whether you're cleaning up to host a backyard game day party or just powering through your fall projects, you can count on the performance of Steel. From blowers to chainsaws, Steel tools are built to go the distance. With legendary quality and real dealer support, you'll find the right tool and the right team for every job. Steel, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Whenever you're in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Pre-game coverage continues from Eugene. Time now for our pregame chat with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Well, Luke, as we talked on your radio show, another week, another really good quarterback, and a guy who's completing 72% of his passes. We're spouting off similar numbers with Julian Sain. Is the difference, though, I mean, Sain, I would think, could run it if he has to, but this guy will run it, right, in addition to his throwing ability.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't had to, and he hasn't done a ton of it, but like there's a definite dynamic element to his ability to create and make some plays with his feet that maybe are far different than even the really good quarterbacks we've seen this year.
And they might have this deeper running back room. I mean, they'll rotate four or five guys. Nobody is like a workhorse, but they're explosive. They have a couple of really explosive guys, right?
They do. You can see the depth of a lot of their positions, but the running back one is one of those ones where you recognize it because, you know, there's a bunch of different guys, and it's not like you can get a beat on, well, when this guy's in, he does this. Like, they're a very dynamic group, and they do spread the wealth.
I feel like I fell into that trap that hopefully I don't know if I'm smart enough, but I realized that I was wrong, because when I think of teams, the old Pac-12, it's finesse, it's, you know, great skill players. They're really physical here too, aren't they?
They are. I think they've done a really good job at upgrading the physicality of both their offense and defensive lines, and might be the strength of the team right now. It's hard to say that with some of the skill levels that they have, but in particular on the defensive front, and even more so from the difference from last year this year offensively, the offensive line is really good.
You've had a lot of guys who've been banged up. You've had to go into your depth. Under all those circumstances, do you like, because you might have to play some guys who weren't going to, you know, maybe weren't playing a lot early in the season. You like how they're approaching everything every day throughout the course of the week to prepare.
Yeah, they especially these young guys, and this is what you know, we used to worry about late in the season when young guys, that they start to fade away just because the nature of, you know, where they are and how long the season can be and how much new is on their plate. And the one thing I would say about the young guys we've got, I think you see them, and we've seen them kind of growing and kind of hitting a better stride than maybe I've, you know, be used to with some really young guys.
That's what's interesting, and I've thought about this for a while with your team, because Oregon, they have this saying, if you're good enough, you're old enough.
And that's, you know, they have a lot of young guys playing. But I think of guys like Posa, Catalano, Eugene Hilton, redshirt freshman like Emilio Agard. You've got some young dudes here who are getting a lot of experience. And, you know, some days are going to be better than others. But the long run payoff could be pretty intriguing.
That's the hard thing to see through the smoke of what's where you are. But it's got to, and it will pay off in the long run. And you just got to keep them positive. You got to keep them growing. And that's what I said that's unique. I think about some of these young guys right now that usually they, you know, start a trend down by nature. For young guys as they get to the last third of the season, just because they've, you know, seasons are longer than they're used to. And the added, you know, whether it's stress, whether it's school, all the new things on these guys' plates. This is a group of young guys in particular that I think are still continuing to rise.
Coach Alver has always talked about that. And a lot of times he was talking about guys on the scout team. When you're pretty sure you're not going to play, making sure that they're giving you everything you need. Do you like what you're seeing out of your guys who are predominantly scout teamers?
Yeah, and some of those guys are actually thrown into the mix here now. So you're seeing, you know, that they were continuing to do what they were doing, which gives them an opportunity to play. And that's where, you know, no matter what, man, there's a Monday through Friday that a lot of people don't know about and see. But those guys are a big part of what we're doing, and they're continuing to battle for us with everything they've got.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame chat's presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. We'll check out other scores and the lineups coming up next. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin. Only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now.
Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections to make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring social workers starting at $30 per hour, providing counseling and programming services, including substance use disorder programming to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Hey Badger fans, Jesse Temple here. With Badger Connect, I'm telling the stories no one else is. The inside moments, the behind-the-scenes access, the features that take you deeper into Wisconsin sports. And while you're reading, you could be winning every month. We're talking premium tickets, signed gear, even once-in-a-lifetime experiences with your favorite Badger teams. Support the sport you love, get content you can't find anywhere else, and win big. Join us today at BadgerConnect.com.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Town and Country Television and Appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town and Country Television and Appliance next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
10 earlier today, Indiana throttled UCLA down in Bloomington 56-6. So the second-ranked Hoosiers doing nothing to hurt their rankings. Ohio State, the top-ranked team in the land, is idle this week. Nebraska gets a late touchdown to slip past Northwestern 28-21. Rutgers keeps Purdue winless in Big Ten play. The Scarlet Knights with a win at Ross-Ade Stadium 27-24. And Iowa dropped the hammer on Minnesota. The Gophers coming off that impressive performance against Nebraska last week. But it was Iowa looking very impressive today at Kinnick Stadium. 41-3, the Hawkeyes knock off the Minnesota Golden Gophers. In the fourth quarter in Seattle, Washington leads Illinois 42-25. Later tonight in the Big Ten, you've got Michigan and Michigan State. That game will kick at 6:30 Central Time. In the top 25, a little shakeup going on perhaps in the SEC. South Carolina leads Alabama 22-14, a little less than 7 minutes remaining in that game. Missouri and Vanderbilt tied at 10, 2 minutes remaining, but Vanderbilt has a second and goal at the 1 yard line. BYU and Iowa State, BYU leading the Cyclones 41-27, a little more than 5 minutes left in that game. Texas Tech putting it on Oklahoma State. The Red Raiders leading the Cowboys 35-0 past the midway point of the third quarter. And Cincinnati putting together a very nice year, leading Baylor 27-20, about a minute and a half gone by in the fourth quarter. Texas finds itself behind by 10. Mississippi State leads the Longhorns 24-14 with a couple of minutes remaining in the third quarter. Earlier today, 7th-ranked Georgia Tech defeated Syracuse 41-16. It was Ole Miss 24. Make that Ole Miss 34. Oklahoma 26. And Virginia in overtime defeats North Carolina 17-16. Also today, Memphis rallied to take down 18th-ranked South Florida 34-31. Other ranked games tonight, number 9, Miami, coming off a loss to Louisville last week, will take on Stanford. Number 20, LSU, hosting Texas A&M. Number 19, Louisville at home against Boston College. Also later this evening, you got Tennessee, ranked 17th, on the road in Lexington, taking on Kentucky. And Arizona State, ranked 24th, will be on the home field against Houston. And that is a look at some of the scores throughout college football. Let's get our UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. In a nutshell, the Badgers are anything but healthy as they come in here very banged up. Among those out, linebacker Christian Allegro, receiver Tyrell Henry, running backs Darion Dupree and Dylan Jones, quarterback Billy Edwards remains out, wide receiver Joseph Griffin remains out, safety Matthew Traynor is out, Preston Zachman still out, fellow defensive back Owen Arnett out, also center Jake Renfro, and Kerry Kodonko, who'd been playing some right guard, both of those guys are out. So mixing and matching on both sides of the ball, and there's that trickle-down effect on the special teams as well to keep an eye on throughout the course of this game. That is the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now to the U.S. Bank starting lineups. At U.S. Bank, we team together to support our customers and our communities. Stop by your local U.S. Bank branch today. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. For the Oregon Ducks on offense, and it's a physical group up front, and they have used the transfer portal to their advantage. They had to replace 4 of the 5 starters, and they have done so with a ton of experience with 3 of those spots via the portal. Isaiah World, 6'8", 318-pounder. He's a transfer from Nevada. The left guard is Emmanuel Pregnon. He comes from Wyoming, was also at USC. He's 6'5", 318 pounds. A really good center. They like him a lot. A 6'2", 329-pounder out of Honolulu. Iapali Lalo'ulu, he is the anchor of this offensive line. Dave Ioli is the right guard. He is a redshirt junior. And Alex Harkey from Tyler Junior College. He was at Texas State and Colorado as well. He is the right tackle. Their tight end is a big timer. Kenyon Sadiq, 21 catches, 205 yards, and 5 touchdowns for him so far this season. The wide receivers are Gary Bryant. He's a transfer from USC, 5'11", fifth-year senior, 4 touchdown receptions. Malik Benson, a senior. He's been at Florida State and Alabama. He has 3 touchdown grabs so far for the Ducks this year. DeCorian Moore is a 5'11", 195-pound freshman, 25 catches, 3 good for touchdowns. A lot of running backs rotate in. De'Aaron Hill, a speedster, 5'11", 205-pound freshman, averaging 9.7 yards per carry. Noah Whittington, he's the veteran of the group, put up 125 rushing yards on just 11 totes against Rutgers. He averages a bit better than 9 yards a carry. He has 4 rushing touchdowns. Jordan Davison, a little more of a hammer. He has 8 rushing touchdowns, still averages 7.5 per carry. But of these running backs I've listed, the busiest has been Whittington with a total of 37 carries this season. They also rotate Jay Harris in there. Jaden Lamar also in there for the Oregon Ducks, although he is out for today's game. He did not play last week against Rutgers. Dante Moore is the quarterback, a transfer from UCLA. He's hit on 72% of his throws for better than 1,600 yards, 19 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions. For the Badgers on offense, they continue to mix and match. Riley Malman will be in there at left tackle. Joe Brunner, the left guard. Davis Heinsohn, the transfer, is over there from Central Michigan, is back at center. And with Kerry Kadonko out, Colin Cubberly should be getting the call at right guard. The redshirt freshman, fellow redshirt freshman Emerson Mandel, is the right tackle. Lance Mason is the tight end, 20 catches, 267 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. The receivers, Vinny Anthony, 25 grabs, 279 yards for Vinny, the senior out of Louisville. Chris Brooks on the other side, 6'2", 222-pounder, redshirt junior. Tretch Kekahuna in the slot, 5'11", 185, a redshirt sophomore. Cade Iacomelli figures to be first up in the running back rotation. Gideon Atuka could get some turns as well, and if they go to a third, that would figure to be Grover Bortolotti, the grad student who his busiest day carrying the ball came 4 years ago at Rutgers. He had 5 carries for 48 yards late in that game. And Hunter Simmons will get the call at quarterback, the senior out of Marion, Illinois. And those are your starting lineups presented by U.S. Bank. 52 degrees, rainy. It's been rainy off and on throughout the course of the day. Windy, south wind at about 20 and gusting at times. The wind, they tell us, will back off as the game progresses. The rain, they say, will not. So it looks like a rainy night here in Eugene, Oregon. And there you go. We're about set. Coming up, the opening kickoff presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Catch a win at the Midwest Premier Casino Hotel, Pottawatomie. It's meant to be. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with 4 generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer. Stop the
pit! Whether you're cheering from the stands at Camp Randall or from the comfort of your home, Piggly Wiggly is proud to stand with the Wisconsin Badgers. We're the local grocer that's been part of Wisconsin game days for generations, stocking everything from brats to chips to cold drinks. Because when it comes to Wisconsin pride, we're all on the same team. Piggly Wiggly, local since forever and proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Piggly Wiggly, stop the pig!
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Badger fans, just like a great football team needs a solid game plan, your retirement needs one too. This past July, lawmakers passed what some are calling the One Big Beautiful Bill, and it could have a major impact on your retirement strategy. From changes to required minimum distributions to new savings opportunities, the rules of the game are shifting. That's why at Drake & Associates, we want you to have a playbook. Our Retirement Ready Toolkit includes my book, Get Retirement Ready, along with complimentary guides to help you prepare. All you you need to do is text TAX, T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. That's 262-578-5657. Don't wait until the fourth quarter of your financial life. Make sure you're retirement ready today. Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Advisory services offered through Drake & Associates, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. Badger Sports Properties, LLC, is neither a current client nor an affiliated entity of, nor does it endorse Drake & Associates, LLC. The Wisconsin Athletics is a paid sponsorship program.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Whether you're cheering for the Badgers or caring for your land, we know you're all in all season long. And Case IH compact and utility tractors are all in too. Mowing, digging, hauling. Our equipment, designed to meet the needs of America's farm fields, makes caring for your home field easier. Your Case IH dealer can show you how our equipment can make this season a winning one. Case IH. Built by farmers.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms, providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, it's time for Badger football.
Stretch to the 20, 10, 5, touchdown!